Come on, come on, come on, come on. Chop, 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 chop. Yeah, man. I'm just gonna play with y'all on this. Howdy ho. Well, hello. Howdy do. How are you? That's good. Who's me? I'm still hot. I still got. You got me? I'm here. I'm there. Cause I'm raw. Cause I'm raw.
Man, I can't fuck around with you. What is that?
Chop, chop. I can spit on anything. A plenty game. Authentic. My pen sick. Forensic. Defends it. He wins it. Again and up. Again and up. Again and up. Again and up. I'm the one, come see, blink your eye, you come meet, from young C, to one tree, to everything, my son C, I'm hollering, can't help, can't ooh, help, I'm hungry.
I like that one.
Take rap, fake rap, sack rap, trap rap, same shoe, same shirt, the same work, the same dirt, the blame hurt, the game hurt, my name work, that ain't work. I'm fast, time fast, I'm first, I'm last.
Hi everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Shut Up Cincinnati. Episode 16.
Man, that was awfully wispy.
Wasn't that nice, though?
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice wispy voice.
Well, I wanted to sound like you didn't know if I was a woman or a feminine man.
If I mean, I would never take woman with that voice. Maybe a heavy smoker, something like that, like a real heavy smirker woman.
I was kind of going for Venus de Milo from In Living Color.
Ooh, I do love that one.
Hi, everybody.
All right, guys, welcome to Shut Up Cincinnati. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon in your world. It's a Sunday afternoon in our world. But either way, this is when you're hearing it. We're fresh. We're back in the studio. We've been away for a while now. We're hearing the sound of lawnmowers outside, which pissed me the fuck off.
A lot of activity going on.
I'm angry about these people mowing the grass. Motherfuckers, it's March. I get that you're bored.
Yeah,
I
but
understand.
Some of those lawns are pretty long, man.
I don't give a shit. It's March. It's making me look bad. All my neighbors around me are starting to do their yard and stuff, and I'm not fucking doing it right now.
Really?
No.
So you're going to be that guy.
I'm going to
be
that guy.
That guy in the neighborhood that doesn't clean his fucking yard.
No, I will when the time comes that it's supposed to be yard cleaning time. It's not March, all right? They're just fucking bored because they got nothing to do. They're
it's
stuck
almost
inside.
April, man.
It's close. It's close, man.
So you're telling me in 3 days you're going to go out and cut the grass?
No, I'm like 420. 420 is my time to start mowing the grass. That's the time. And, you know, most people think it's a weed thing. Nah, it's Hitler's birthday. I like starting to take...
Is it really Hitler's birthday?
Yes, Hitler's birthday, also the day Columbine happened. And that's what I really like to celebrate by mowing my grass.
Hitler's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that here first, guys.
What?
Jason celebrates Hitler's birthday.
It's true. I do it by cutting the grass.
What does that have to do with Hitler's
birthday? Well, I like the idea of murdering thousands and thousands and thousands of grass blades in honor of Hitler's birthday.
Oh my God, that's so fucked up.
I do a kind of a little bit of a holocaust in the yard.
If you're lucky, there might be some ants crawling around there that catch a blade.
Oh,
too.
I stomp hard when I'm pushing my push mower. I stomp real hard to try to get anything that's living in the grass.
Do you have one of those mowers that you hit the little switch and it goes by itself, self-propelled deals?
I only use that for my backyard. My front yard, I use my front and side yard, I use a riding lawnmower because I don't know if you've ever been in my backyard, but it's a ridiculous hill.
Oh, I know.
So I can't use the riding lawnmower back there, but it takes such energy to do that fucking hill, regardless, you know, the one that self-propels doesn't get up that hill. So I'm still pushing it.
Use a riding lawnmower in the front?
The front and sides.
You lazy fuck.
I got a pretty big side yard.
Oh, you do?
Not only that, but like I said, I save all my energy for the back. So
yeah,
I knock out that front yard in like 20 minutes. I can get all of it with the riding lawnmower, and it's a good time. You know, I like being on the riding lawnmower looking like a fucking farmer out there.
in the middle of suburbia.
And then I go to the back and fucking kill myself. So
yeah,
in the end, it's still taking me over an hour to do my grass, and it sucks back there, regardless of the self-propelled or not.
Well, that was never an issue for me. I always used the push thing because I always chalked it up to exercise.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. I mean, come on. Not only that, but I always said that if I got a yard, I probably wouldn't be the one that mowed it. I got really bad allergies. So every time I mow my grass, and I only have to do it like once every 2 weeks in this house, but I feel shitty for the next 3 days.
Do you really?
It's like guaranteed sickness for the next
3 days.
I'm
allergic to penises.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, good thing they're not sticking out of the yard.
I get around them, I just get coffee and stuff like that. No penises.
Well,
I mean, unless
good.
You're peeing, as we covered on the last episode. If you're peeing, I'm looking, but I'm probably still going to make my eyes water.
Yeah, I hate mowing the grass. I hate all my neighbors right now that are mowing the grass. I hate everybody that's doing their yard. My wife came up to me yesterday, why don't we go buy some mulch? And I was like, no, fuck you. I'm not putting mulch in right now. All right.
You know, we've been doing these weird FaceTime with groups of people we work with. And,
yeah.
And everybody seems to be doing what they're supposed to do. They're home alone. Everybody's always home alone. They've all got a drink in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my question, because we're on quarantine day like 15 or something like that.
Something ridiculous.
We haven't worked in like 2 weeks. I'm wondering, is anybody coming up with any new and interesting ways to masturbate being stuck home alone?
Is there really new ways? I mean, I figure...
Oh, yeah. Guys are looking around the house for things to fuck, stuff like that.
Thousands of years at this point of jerking off. I'm pretty sure all the options are pretty much been used at this point. Now, you might have not have known they've been used, but I think they've been used.
Yeah, they've probably been used, but you might have never used them until you're stuck in the house for all this time by yourself.
That's true. It will bring out the beast in you.
Yeah, like yeah. I was looking for some kind of fruits that have... decent pulp inside that might feel good on my Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
What do you think? About a grapefruit or?
I was thinking a watermelon probably
watermelon?
Wouldn't feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, until you get a seed stuck in your dick hole. Maybe the seedless watermelons. No one wants a watermelon seed stuck in their dick hole. It's just bad news. Bad news.
And my dick hole, I've got a big dick hole.
Hey, congratulations.
Well, it was good for passing a kidney stone, but it wouldn't be good for banging a watermelon.
That's true.
So I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, there's good and bad of a gigantic dick hole.
And I think the grapefruit would hurt because it's so acidic.
So we got one email this week. We're going to go ahead and knock that one out right away. It is from our man, GetPussy69.
His name today?
Master Muff. MasterMuff69 at yahoo.com. I literally think he changes his email every time, too, which
I
love
it. I think my favorite so far, I mean, I did like Vag Muncher, but I think Wet Sniz.
Wet Sniz is my favorite. Yeah. That one's pretty much stuck with me. All right. Shut up, Cincinnati. Question one. If you don't jizz, what are your thoughts on making out with a girl right after she gives you a blowjob?
I have no problem with it at all.
If you don't jizz. Now, if you jizz?
No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
If I jizz in her mouth, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I think I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't want to taste my own semen, but, you know, girls rarely have a problem blowing you after you just got done banging them.
Yeah.
So return the favor.
Yeah.
And they got it even worse because they're going to taste some stuff.
I mean, I always think it's weird, like, when you pull it out and then put it in their mouth and it's like they're tasting their own pussy juice.
I mean, kind of erotic to me.
I always thought that was weird.
No, I kind of dig that.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't dig it or do dig it. I'm just saying it's weird.
I'm pretty grossed out by ass to mouth. You know, if you could find an ATM girl.
You got a special lady right there.
You got a real.
That's willing to do that.
You got a keeper.
I'll actually, if that happens at a porn, I press next.
Do you really?
I don't want it. That's just, that's a turnoff.
It's obviously a turnoff, but I don't press next. Nobody's bleeding or anything. That's not going to make me lose hope.
Yeah, I don't know. And I know a lot of those porn stars, they take enemas and shit before they give anal. Mostly because they're doing these guys, you know, the Rockers Freddies that
yeah.
are really punishing that butthole. So they have to, so they don't poop all over the dick. But either way.
I have no issue whatsoever making out with a girl if I didn't blow in there.
Yeah, I don't see it as a big deal either. All right, in your opinion, what is the best video game of all time?
Stand up, can you put a quarter in or?
I guess that's up to you.
I'm going Missile Command.
Missile Command? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Is
God,
that an old school arcade game?
It was an old school. It came out about the same time as Asteroids. Remember mm-hmm. Asteroids?
Yeah.
You had three little bases on the bottom, and these ships would come down, and you had three buttons, one for each base, and you had to fire missiles from each base to hit these things. Fucking great game.
Really?
Great game. Loved it.
I'm going Madden. John Madden Football. Every single year I get the new one. So it's more of a series, but either way, I've been obsessed with Madden since I was a little kid.
See, I like the college football games.
The college football games are good.
Because there's so many more teams you can be.
They don't even have those anymore, though.
They don't have the NCAA games anymore?
I don't
anymore?
Think so. I think they got rid of those probably because the college people started wanting money, and they're just like, fuck it, we're just not even going to do it.
That's probably it.
I mean, because they wouldn't have the names and everything, but they would have, like, the jersey number and all the stats would be the same. Sometimes it even looked like the player.
Yeah, I got tired of the Maddens and stuff. I was playing them for a long time. And I started playing online because I thought I was getting good. And I was literally getting fucking routed by 10-year-old kids.
No, yeah, and they call you the N-word and stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, awful. These little kids. I got beat like 63-3 once. And I had a little headset thing on, the goofy thing my son had. And I was talking to the kid and I said, hey, good game. And he said, thank you. And I was like, how old are you? He said, like 11 or something. And he just routed me 63-3. I said, I'm done with this.
It's embarrassing. I agree
fucking
with you.
Fucking humiliating.
It's the same thing with this Call of Duty game. Any online game. That's a different human that plays those games. And they play it all day long.
And they're so good at it.
And it's a different thing. Especially like a Madden or the NBA 2K. That's a different way you would play the game to be any good at it online. You know what I mean? Like, we're used to playing the computer on Madden. You play a certain way. A certain play works most of the time. Online, it's a completely different tool.
Yeah, plus they have cheat codes.
Well, and there's ways to spam, you know, certain things.
I was playing online Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops, with this team deathmatch with my son and I, and we were playing on this team, and all of a sudden this guy come around the corner with some kind of fucking shield that doesn't exist, and you couldn't hit him, and he just basically walked around and killed people, and he wasn't killable. Because he had some kind of cheat on there.
What's the fucking point?
There's no point.
I played the UFC
games. To get his numbers up.
The UFC games a lot, too, and it was the same way. There were certain ways you could just spam certain things, and no matter what, you couldn't stop people. They'd get you on the ground, and they'd beat the shit out of you, and you couldn't get up ever.
You know what?
Makes it boring.
I was playing a UFC game online, and I thought I was good at it.
Yeah.
And I was always Tito. I always played Tito.
Okay.
And I played against this guy. It was a round-robin thing. You entered the cage, and whoever won stayed in, and somebody else came in. And I got my ass absolutely handed to me like by Josh Koscheck. And I said, this is not realistic at all.
No.
Josh Koscheck came in there and kicked the shit out of me and submitted me in like one round. And I'm like, don't they make these characters that, you know, with the real strengths that the real fighter has and all that bullshit? I gave it up. I give up on things. If I'm not good at it, I give up on it. I'm not one of those stick-to-it-you'll-get-good guys at video games. It's no fun to me to go online and just get the shit kicked out of me every time I play.
Same way. I only have so much time. Like, you know, you kids...
Right now you got a lot.
Yeah, but even... I don't. I mean, I'm home a lot, but my kid's not going to let me sit there and play video games all day. He's going to bug the shit out of me and everything else, so that's not going to happen.
Matter of fact, he's in the studio with us as a guest.
Yeah, Kane's sitting as a guest. He don't know we're talking about him because he has his headphones on. Little sweet tiger headphones.
In honor of Tiger King.
Hey, Kane, we talked about dinosaurs last episode. We talked about how big their penises were.
Oh, this is borderline child abuse, I'm thinking.
Nah. See, you got to grow up at some point. I figure 5 years old is right around the time.
Oh, God.
It'll be fine. All right. Third question. Have you guys ever masturbated or had sex while being on the clock? I know the answer for you right away is yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I was a nightclub DJ for 30 years. I was on the clock all the time.
Well, I mean, okay, jerking off, though. I mean, sex.
Having sex, yes.
I know sex, yes, for you. Me, sex, no. Jerk off, yes. Never at my current job. Let me make that very, very clear.
No, never.
There's not a place in that casino I'd want to jerk off at, even if it was a thing. Place is fucking gross.
You know what? When I left the club business and I was waiting for the casino opened, I delivered bread for a big company that went out of business, and it had that big, huge truck that nobody could see, and I think I knocked a couple off in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely did it in a Papa John's bathroom before, just out of boredom, working a day shift where you're just not getting many deliveries.
Yeah.
I was like, let's, all right.
Good chance you had a little bit of sputum on the fucking, on your bread bag.
I think,
I never opened the bread and beat off in the bread or anything, but. I think I've jerked off in the truck.
I jerked off at Citibank once. You could go use the bathroom anytime you want, so you may as well go jerk off. Yeah, it was better than taking phone calls. I just pretended like you had to go take a shit.
Yeah, I've never done it at the current job, ever. You couldn't.
Nah, we really don't got enough time.
No, the breaks aren't long enough.
Breaks aren't long enough. By the time you get downstairs and upstairs, you don't got time.
Yeah, plus the guy in the stall kept beating on it, saying, hey, turn the porn down. I'm trying to shit over here.
Hey, I do love when I shit upstairs. Yeah, where the customers are at, and this has happened to me like two or three times now, or it'll be somebody shitting in like the stall next to me rapping at the same time.
Rapping?
Yeah, just sitting on the shitter rapping. Fucking cracks me up every single time. And it's happened literally two or three times. That's just a normal thing, I guess.
All right, I'm going to give you a pet peeve. Guys out there, you tell me if I'm right, because chances are one of you listening has done this very fucking thing to me, and I hate this. I go in. It happened to me not long ago at work. I go in there and there's like 10 urinals. I'm the only one in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I go all the way to the fucking last urinal.
Someone gets right next to you.
And someone goes right fucking next to me. You got 8 open urinals and he goes right next to me and starts fucking talking to me.
Now, the only exception to that rule is if they were to look over the urinal at your dick and make a compliment or some kind of insult at you. Because then at least it's funny. All right. At least you get something out of
that. Yeah, but the rule of thumb is always leave a urinal in between you.
Unless you're just fucking with someone, yes, that's weird.
Weird.
Like, why would you be right next to me pissing if you don't have to?
Exactly right.
And I feel the same way when I go to shit. Like, you know, there's 6-7 stalls. I try, if it's all possible, there's always going to be at least one empty stall in between us.
Yeah.
I don't need to be rubbing feet with you while we're wiping our ass. It's just fucking weird.
Well, it wouldn't happen to you because you stand up when you wipe, you fucking weirdo.
It's true. It's true. I do stand up.
I don't stand up. I'm still talking about people. Who was it? Nick at work said he stands up.
Yeah, my boy Nick stands up when he wipes his ass.
He said he doesn't stand all the way up and pull a cheek apart like you do, but he does stand slightly like in a crouching position and leans forward a little bit.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got their thing. I don't know. It just seems weird to wipe my ass otherwise.
All right, here's the next question. Are we going to have a football season?
I don't know. My neighbor across the street was just asking me about fantasy football, and you know, that's the same thing I said to him. God, I hope so, man. The Bengals are fucking making moves out there.
I know, but the fucking, I'm so disappointed at the fucking Reds. I mean, are they going to come back? Are they going to try to do it even if it's June or July? Are they going to try to finish up a season?
I don't even know if I want that. Do you want a half season?
With the team we have, I want to see them, yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a bitch, though, is that we'd make the playoffs on that year and then all the Cardinals fans and Brewers fans and Cubs fans would just shit on us that we can only win a half season?
Well, I mean,
I'll take it. Don't get me wrong. It's been such a fucking shitter for so long in Cincinnati sports that I'll take anything we can get.
Me too.
I was the guy celebrating the Cyclones wins.
I love to watch baseball and football and everything else.
See, I don't watch much baseball unless the Reds are doing good. If the Reds are out of it, I'm out of it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't watch baseball.
Yeah, but there's so much shit to watch this year. I want to watch Astros games to see how many times Altuve gets hit.
Yeah, but I can just watch SportsCenter. That's what I mean. Baseball's more of a highlight game for me. I'll watch SportsCenter during the baseball season and catch up and figure out what's going on. But to actually sit there and watch a 3.5-4-hour game of the Padres versus the Brewers, I don't fucking care.
See, I do stuff. I watch that. I watch baseball. I mean, I'm a baseball umpire.
Yeah.
So I you know, I see different sides of the game.
Out of the three major sports, baseball's my least favorite.
Really?
I'd much rather watch NBA, NFL. But, you know, I will watch baseball. Don't get me wrong. I don't dislike it. It's just out of those three major ones, that's my least favorite.
Well, football by far is my number one.
But if the Reds are doing good, I mean, I love it. You know, yeah. I love watching the Reds games. And I love if there's actually something involved. And then we don't get that anymore. So
yeah, but see, football's the only sport that you can watch that you don't give a fuck who's playing.
True.
I mean, because if I'm watching NBA, I love to watch NBA. But am I going to watch, you know, Sacramento Kings against a fucking...
The Grizzlies or something, like, yeah, just teams that you don't give a shit about that don't have huge players on them or anything. No, you're right. No. I think a lot of the reason for football there for me is because I do like gambling on sports, and gambling on football to me is the best.
It is.
So, I mean, that might be why I'm more interested in watching a Browns versus the Vikings game. I don't really give a shit, but I'll watch it because I have some money on it. Gambling on baseball.
I tried betting on basketball for a while. And I was betting shit like, how many points, is this guy going to get this many points or whatever, and then all of a sudden he's 2 points away and they put him on the bench and it just fucking drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't come back. You know, the game's in hand. It's not like football where it doesn't matter. You know, your starters are still in there most of the game.
Yeah.
You got a comfortable lead in basketball, you're going to rest your stars. You
basketball
know what I mean?
Is so hard to gamble on for me. I know some people that do decent at it. Our buddy Keyshawn does pretty decent at gambling on basketball. I guess you just have to pay more attention maybe than I don't.
I think the only thing to bet on if you're betting basketball is win-loss. That's it.
Yeah, just straight up money line.
Straight up money line.
But money line's so hard to make any money on in any kind of gambling.
I mean, unless it's an even team. I mean, you can almost always look at two teams and say, well, they're going to win.
A lot of times, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, again, those teams, you're getting minus 500 and something on the odds.
Yeah, that's
you're having to lay down, you know, 100 bucks to make 50.
It's hard to give up points on a basketball game.
Yeah. I mean, like maybe if you get like a Clippers versus Lakers game or something like that are pretty even teams right now, then that's all right. And you might get some okay odds. But otherwise, it's pretty tough.
How many NBA guys have come down with this virus? Isn't there like a couple dozen?
No idea. I know Kevin Durant. I know Rudy or whatever from Utah. The other
started it all.
Yeah, fucking asshole rubbing the microphones and stuff.
He was, too. He was rubbing all the fucking mics.
You know, it's such a shitty thing to do, but it's also something that I would do, so I can't get too pissed at him.
There's a story going around Facebook, and I actually looked it up on the internet, and it is true. Some woman was arrested and charged with 4 felonies for licking $35,000 worth of produce at the grocery store.
I don't think she was licking. She was coughing, I thought.
Oh, coughing.
Yeah, she was coughing on the produce, and they had to throw it all out. That's insane.
I mean, anything over 500 is grand theft. So
she's getting big-time charges. Yeah. This isn't some little...
Some scumbag. Like the people, remember a couple months ago, were opening ice cream and licking ice cream. And they were getting charged, too, but they weren't getting felonies like this broad. This broad's fucking looking at serious jail time.
And there was also some kind of social media challenge with these little fuckheads that was licking toilet seats and stuff. and I guess one of those caught the coronavirus.
Really?
And fucking good. That's what you get for licking toilet seats, you asshole.
What was he licking toilet seats for?
It's a social media challenge, you know, just like any other stupid social media challenge.
I wouldn't lick my own toilet seat.
Yeah, I got a feeling most of these people that are doing it are probably licking their own toilet seats, and they're probably cleaning it real good before they do it. But who knows? This particular guy licked a toilet seat, got the old COVID. And you fucking deserve it, and I hope you get pneumonia, you asshole.
And how about a little hepatitis thrown in there, fucking scumbag?
Weirdo, man.
How about if you were offered $500 cash right now to go to the Kroger and lick a random toilet seat? Would you do it? How about $1,000? Would you do it for $1,000?
$1,000, lick a toilet seat right now?
At Kroger.
You're not allowed to do anything to it beforehand?
Nope. You stick your tongue down on it. They say, okay, you're going to stall number two, and you're running your tongue all the way around the seat.
Nah, my boy Trump's about to send me $3,400. I'll just take that for free.
You hear what he said? My boy Trump.
My boy Trump. Trump, boop.
He's helping you out against this Kung Flu that we've all got going on.
He's such an asshole. He's such an asshole. Now he's talking about not sending certain kind of aid to Democratic states, the blue states. He's only going to send help to the red states. Who the fuck makes this political?
Well, they say that Joe Biden wanted us all to send him $20.
Well, Joe Biden don't know what's going on.
That was his aid package. Everybody send me $20.
Joe Biden got on the other day. Well, this polio outbreak is really bad.
Oh, did he really?
No, but he should.
He's a fucking moron.
He's an idiot.
Kane, what are your thoughts on Joe Biden? All right, thank you.
Kane, don't care about Joe Biden.
Hey, guys. Oh, he can't video chat right now. I'm looking for callers. I can't even get him here.
Well, we got a lot of stupid friends that think they have to be able to hear the show to call in.
I know.
But that's what happens when you know a bunch of dum-dums.
Well,
it's all good. If we don't get any calls, we don't get any calls. I think just the fact that we can do this, like we said before, we'll start scheduling calls, if nothing else.
Yeah, like Wetsniz. He's got to get a call.
I think Wetsniz told me yesterday that he wants to stick to the emails.
Does he really?
Yeah, I think he likes the anonymity word.
Anonymity?
Anonymity.
Ryan would be a good call.
Ryan would call, but Ryan lives right down the street. We could always just have him in anytime we want.
Yeah, but right now he's probably getting his butt eaten.
Hopefully, if he knows what's good for him.
I messed up when on the group text. I messed it up, and I said 299-173-8173.
When you do that old man move where you always use talk to text, I notice not many young people do that.
Man.
And always fucks things up. Always.
That hurts my feelings.
What? The young people don't do talk to text?
Yes.
You and Joe are the only people I know that do that.
You never do it.
Now.
The only thing I hate about it is it bleeps out my cuss words.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'll never do it. I want my cuss words to stand loud and proud.
Yeah, if I'm going to say, fuck, I want to hear it. I don't want to see F, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
No, I don't even know what that means. That could mean fork.
Yeah. I don't think they'd blur out fork.
Well, they may, you know.
So we had another guest on the last episode.
We sure did.
Heather was here and did a pretty good job, I think. And in the words of Dave Chappelle, Heather had some big old titties.
I think they're like double E's or something
like
that.
Yeah, pretty good size. They were some definite fun bags.
Yeah, you got to go to a special store probably to get bras for that shit.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Big dollars. My question is, as she was sitting here, does she have the dinner plate size areolas or are they normal size?
I've seen her not areolas. They're normal.
They're normal?
Yeah.
Because those dinner plate ones really don't do it for me.
No.
The ones that wrap around, I don't like those.
Yeah. Well, same here.
You know, with nipple size, I really don't care if it's big, like a small thumb. I do prefer tiny little pink cherry kind of nipples.
Mm-hmm.
The little ones with barely any areola. Love them. It's my thing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I just don't like those big, huge, round braille ones with the bumps all over them.
Braille. You know, if you rub them, what it says?
It says, suck here.
No, it says, fat chick. That's a way to let the blind guys know.
I went through McDonald's with my 7-year-old the other day to get him a Happy Meal. And there on the window, when you pay, it says, Braille menu.
You're driving.
What the fuck is a blind guy doing driving? It's on the order thing. It says, there's a Braille menu. Hey, what the fuck is the blind guy going to do?
Did you watch that Ray Charles movie a while back with Jamie Foxx?
Oh, yeah.
Great movie, right?
Great movie.
You know what I learned the most about that?
What's that?
That's how he would judge girls by the size of their wrist. It was part of it. He would feel, when he met a woman, Ray Charles, he would grab their arm and feel their wrist. And what he was doing is finding out if she was fat or not, basically. And he had a way of doing that just by feeling how the size of her wrist.
I don't
love
think that's going to be accurate, though.
I think it's pretty accurate.
I don't know. There could be a fat girl with small wrists.
There could be, but I'm just saying, like, a blind guy who probably, he's going to know that shit a little bit better.
Or you're going to say, hey, baby, give me a hug.
I don't know why a blind guy would give a shit.
How does a blind guy know when to stop wiping his ass?
I don't know. That's one of the wonders of the world.
It is. It's a good question.
You think they stick it to their nose?
I don't know. That was a question posed by one of my favorite stand-up comedians of all time, Robert Schimmel.
Yeah, that's definitely a good question.
How does a blind guy know when to quit wiping his ass?
Hey, back to that Corona thing, not the Corona thing as much as just the money we're going to get.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that Texas company that's thinking about taking it out of the pay? There's a company in Austin, Texas that released I heard about this earlier today. And
they're paying their employees to be closed.
Yeah, Whoopi just reminded me of. No, it's not that. They're open. But they're going to take, you know, you get $1,200 from the government, where they're going to take $1,200 out of their pay.
Well, they can't do that.
I don't know if they can or not. They put out some kind of agreement. You know, you got to sign and everything. And I guess anyone that signs, they're fucked because they're giving up their legal rights. And they're saying that since the courts and stuff aren't taking cases like this, sure, they can't do that. But by the time that they actually get told that they can't do it, it's going to be way too late.
Wow, what a fucked up company.
Oh, horrible people, right? I mean, and you know what pisses me off? I haven't read this most recent article got sent to me, but earlier today when I read about it, they hadn't released the name of the company, which pisses me off. I want to know the name of that fucking company. You know what I mean? I will myself leave Yelp reviews and everything else, because that is about as fucking horrible as it can get. This does not cost them a goddamn dollar. You know what I mean? And yet they're going to be cunts and take it out of people's pay just so they can save a couple bucks? That's fucking ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I don't know anybody that would work for that company like that.
And they're in Texas?
Yeah, Austin, Texas.
Well, let's find out who they are.
The world's going to find out eventually.
Blast the shit out of them. Say, hey, you work for the shittiest fucking company on the face of the earth. Now, I did hear today that they originally said that 93% of taxpayers are going to get this money. At least the front money, the $1,200 and blah, blah, blah.
Well, if you make in between 75 and 90 grand or 100 grand or something like that, you're getting a prorated amount.
Yeah,
it's not as much.
They take $5 off every 100 you make over that.
100 or 1,000?
100. So if you make an extra $1,000, they're taking 100 off the payout.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the way it works. $5 for every 100. And I also heard that if you are behind on child support, you ain't getting it.
You shouldn't.
I agree.
Go fuck yourself. Pay your child support.
I agree.
That's one of the things I love at the casino. If someone hits a jackpot or someone wins a lot of money, what they do is they run their name and everything and their information. And if they owe any kind of child support, that money goes straight to the child support.
Yeah, I love that.
So I have seen that before.
That's a state of Ohio deal.
Yeah, I remember someone winning 25 grand one day and didn't get to keep any of it. And they were so excited they won 25 grand, and then it turns out they don't get shit.
Yep.
And they shouldn't. Go fuck yourself. Pay your child support.
I agree with you 1,000%. There's guys out there that owe their kids $50,000, $100,000. And the thing about it is, there's guys that are deliberately trying to keep from... I have friends that fucking try to find ways to go back to court and find loopholes to quit paying for their fucking kids. You deadbeat motherfucker. Pay for your kids.
Yeah. I mean, I understand sometimes the child support might be a little bit too high or something like that.
It is. Sometimes
there's certain
it's
situations.
Hard to live.
I'm a believer that a child support thing should be a set amount of money. I don't think you should get more money just because you're rich and anything else.
I think it should be a percentage of what you make.
You do?
Yeah.
See, I don't. I think it should just be a flat amount. It doesn't cost any more to raise a kid, whether you're a millionaire or not.
No, but let's say hypothetically, you let your ex-wife keep the house, okay, and that house is really fucking expensive. It's going to be a little bit more for her to upkeep that house.
Bitch needs to sell the fucking house then and get a cheaper house.
Okay, then you.
Well, just because she married someone rich means she gets to live like a rich person the rest of her life?
I'm not talking rich. I'm talking if you take a house, let's say her and the husband did a refi on the house or whatever and took all the equity out of it, and now you've got a $200,000 house. Well, we had two incomes before, and you still have four kids hypothetically living there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to say, okay, you're going to take your ex-wife and say, okay, take my four children and move them into a dump somewhere that you can afford by yourself? I disagree with that.
I understand your argument there. But, I mean, I see some of these child support things where they're getting $30,000 a month, and that just seems fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. There are some people that definitely get ripped.
There needs to be a cap, if nothing else. I, you know, maybe You're right. It shouldn't be living in a dump if they have to, but there should be some kind of cap. I just don't see why anyone's paying that much money in child support.
Well, and I think
don't even get me started on alimony, because that can all go fuck itself.
Well, yeah, alimony is a different story to me, but God, pay for your fucking kids, man.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I agree. Yeah.
The problem is you got too many guys walking around there sticking their dick in anything that holds still long enough, mm-hmm. making babies and then fucking just blowing them off. Well, you know what, asshole? You don't have that right. You put a baby into this world, you're going to fucking pay for it until it's 18.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's horse shit because they basically take the woman that they had a baby with and they basically tell her, hey, you're on your own now. Do whatever you got to do. Go on welfare. Go on food stamps. Whatever you have to do. Raise these fucking kids. I'm going to go live my life now. Fuck you, buddy.
My sister got knocked up. You know, this is my niece actually just turned 14 the other day.
I've apologized to her for years. I'm not going to say I'm sorry again.
Anyway, she got knocked up for this guy she was working with, you know, and she thought they were together and whatnot, and they were going to have a kid together. Turns out this guy was married with 5 or 6 other kids. You know, she didn't know about until after her kid was born, all right? And when it comes to do child support, the judge basically said she doesn't get shit because this guy has to support all these other kids. Well, it's like, how is that fucking fair to my sister? You know what I mean? You don't get a damn thing. And thank God my sister's a smart person and has her shit together and has done a great job raising her kid on her own. But that's just fucked up that you can knock someone up by lying to them and telling them that, you know, you're not married, you don't have any kids. And then it turns out you do. And the judge is going to take your side, kind of, and say, well, he can't pay this because he has to afford these other kids.
Well, I mean, the man still has to be able to survive, sustain it.
I understand
that.
What
I'm saying is if a guy's going out there knocking up women and getting all these women pregnant, you know, it's him that should be living in the shittier place.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not shouldn't be the mother that has to take her kids to move to a dump and put their fucking well-being on the back burner. It should be his ass that moves to a shitty studio apartment to fucking live out his existence that way. That maybe he won't stick his dick in everything from now on.
Now, I do hate parts of child support where the guy, well, they'll do like half custody, but the guy still has to pay child support.
See, I think if you've got 50% of it, you shouldn't pay any.
That's what I mean. Or it should be a very low amount if you do pay anything. It shouldn't be the regular. I mean, we know a couple people like that are doing half custody and paying out $500-$600 a month, and that just seems ridiculous to me.
Well, see, me and my ex-wife, we came up with the amount ourselves. Now, I'm paying for two. My oldest is 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying for two, and the state wanted me to pay $874 a month.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Really, really tough. I would have had a struggle with that. So my wife and I, ex-wife and I, came up with our own amount, and she said, okay, how about you give me $500,
mm-hmm.
and you keep the medical in your name. You provide the insurance and all that, and it was a more than fair deal. We pay 50-50 on everything else. It was fair. She didn't try to rake me over the coal. She,
well, you got lucky. We've talked about this before. You got really lucky with your ex-wife that she's not a bitch.
Yeah.
And didn't try to run you over and acted like a human during the breakup.
Right.
Or a lot of people
don't. We both have. I moved out of a house that I've been paying on for 12 years and said, you keep this. You know, we came up with an amicable thing based on what was best for our kids.
Yeah. A lot of people don't put the kids first.
Right. They don't fucking do that.
It's all about them, whether it's the girl or the guy. They're both just thinking about themselves and not the children that they produce that didn't have a fucking choice in the matter.
Right. And for you guys that are out there just knocking girls up and then trying to blow them off, you have no fucking idea how expensive raising kids is. Because I've heard guys say, well, fuck her. I gave her child support last time and she went on vacation with it. Asshole. That doesn't mean she didn't buy 10 pairs of shoes in the course of the year and fucking $2,000 worth of clothes and doctor bills. And
just because someone went on vacation, what's the idea that they went with your child support money?
That's the way these guys look at it.
It's fucking weird to me.
Yeah, I gave her the money and she went and had her fucking nails done and her hair done.
You don't think she would have got her hair and nails done regardless?
Of course she would have. That's the kind of idiotic fucking thinking that some of these assholes are doing.
I agree.
Kids are expensive. Fuck those deadbeats. I say keep their money.
I agree.
Or split it up amongst us that do pay child support. You know, give us a little bump.
Yeah, just give it to me. I could use your money.
Yeah, to pay for your kids.
Yeah, to pay for my kids and my vacations.
I wonder if I'm going to get a vacation. My vacation's planned in June.
What do you mean?
With the kids. I'm hoping I'm going to go
anywhere.
Oh, okay.
You think, June, I don't know. Ours is the first week of August, and I'm, you know, worrying about that too. But we got a condo, or it's actually a house, that's right on the ocean in Virginia that's not around anybody. So worst comes to worst, we can just quarantine ourselves and just hang out by the ocean all day.
Yeah, but the other day when we canceled our gorge trip,
Yeah, the gorge
closed. A couple
days
later, they closed.
Yeah, well, we could have still went on that, I think. I mean, technically, I don't want to go right now. I don't think it's a good idea.
No, I'm glad we postponed.
But the gorge is closed. When they say that, they mean like the natural bridge and shit like that, like the tourist attractions. Right. I think you could still go up in a cabin and do nothing.
Yeah, but
that's not technically part of the gorge.
It was probably a good idea not to go.
No, it's definitely a good idea to go.
Hopefully we can get it in sometime before our fall trip, but...
No, I see pictures of some of the people that we're going with playing beer pong with a bunch of their friends and shit. And
having house parties.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, do your thing, but I ain't taking the chances on my own.
Not me either.
I mean, outside of this, I haven't done shit. But like we explained last episode, this is very essential.
Oh, it's very essential. It's because essential. We're providing a service here.
Yeah.
And that service costs money. Is it raining?
Nah, I think it's just windy outside.
All right.
It's been very windy. As someone said, now there's 6 feet of distance you're supposed to use in the wind. It probably extends to what, like 20 feet? You sneeze and it's going to blow it all over the fucking place. You know, you could be next door neighbor is going to get you sick on the COVID if you're outside at the same time sneezing.
Yeah, today when I was at Kroger licking canned goods, a guy said to me, hey, you know that the virus stays on the metal a lot longer.
Hey, Brittany, put that microphone in your fucking face. Jesus Christ. Hey, Brittany, I love you. And, you know, we're just fucking around. You're probably going to hear this shit and take it personal. We know you've never really were around microphones before.
No, she weren't. She was a little nervous of it.
I was in bands for years. Chris was a DJ for years. We're used to putting microphones in our face.
Yeah.
Other people are not used to this. And I understand.
Yeah.
But you're going to be a continuing joke for the rest of fucking eternity of this podcast.
But I think you knew that was a risk.
Oh, yeah. Anybody that knows this knows that they might end up being goofed on forever.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's why some of these people that we're wanting to call, we got to give them a little bit of heads up. Hey, you know, don't get butthurt by the shit we say, well, because if we don't agree with you, we're going to blast you.
Yeah, I had a conversation with our local conspiracy theorist the other day, because I do want him to call in, and I want him to be able to share his opinions.
Right.
And I told him, though, that we're not going to agree with him. So don't take it personal. We might rip on you a little bit, but it's, you know, that's all out of good fun.
And what did he say?
I don't know what he said, but either way, he may still kill us. We're still taking a risk with that one.
Hey, you got to die from something, right?
Super nice guy, though.
I just got it. I read some of the things that he writes, and, you know, yeah, nice guy. Bought an Xbox from him.
Yeah.
Cool dude. Hooked me up. I just, some of the shit he agree, you know, he thinks I just can't agree with. And it's all right. It's the same way, you know, his thinking of my.
Well, yeah, he thinks you're crazy.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
As much as we think he's crazy for his views, he thinks you're crazy for believing everything you hear.
Yeah, like Charles.
And who's right in the end? I don't fucking know.
Nobody does.
No one really knows, and it's not like he's alone. There's millions of people that believe these same conspiracies that he does.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like he's just one strange guy. No, there's a whole lot of them people.
I know. And you know it's not like, you know, we're arguing over does Heather have big titties, because she does.
Yeah, it's definitely. I'm getting interrupted. I get interrupted on the podcast because my kid wants some juice.
What's your wife doing in there?
She's watching Harry Potter, probably, if I had to guess.
It's on again. It's on every fucking day.
To be fair, Carmen wakes up at 7 in the morning and takes care of him until I wake up around noon or so. So usually this is my time.
Hey, Kane, does this thing smell like chloroform?
Hey, go get a couple of your melatonins. Have a little nappy poo.
It's nap time.
Now get off my Mountain Dew, you son of a bitch. All right, we're going to take a break here so I can get my kid some juice. And we're back. The kid's got some Kool-Aid. He'll probably leave me alone for another 15 minutes or so. So let's go.
Until he needs his ass wiped.
Nah, he can wipe his own ass now. We're past
still,
that.
Do you still do the have to inspect it afterwards to make sure he wiped it
it's
right?
It's the smart thing to do. I ain't going to say I do it every time, but yeah, that is what you should do.
Yeah.
He usually likes calling me up there after he wipes his ass to show me the toilet paper and tell me what color it is. That's his big thing. You'll just hear him go, Daddy!
Oh, yeah,
Daddy!
Yesterday it was black and brown.
Daddy! And then you'll go upstairs and he'll have a fucking big thing of toilet paper just all laid out and just like, look, Daddy, it's brown today. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you, Kane. I'm glad I can see your shit. Kids are awesome.
All right, I got one for you. It's a question I have. What is your pet peeve as far as living with a woman, dating a woman? And I'm not talking weird shit like she won't eat your ass or anything like that. Nothing sexual. What is the one thing that a woman does that would drive you so fucking crazy that you would say, I cannot be in a relationship with this person no matter what?
Oh, that would make me leave?
Not your, leave your wife, but somebody that you were dating. Okay, you started hanging out at her place a couple days. She hanging out at your place a couple days. And then, you know, they say when you're with people for an extended period of time, that's when you see what kind of person they really are.
Yeah.
Like when they start ragging your ass about the toilet seat being left up mm-hmm. and shit. What is the one thing or a couple things that a woman can do to just say, fuck this, there is no way I'm in a relationship with this bitch?
I don't know. I mean, what are you thinking? I really can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty laid back myself. I got so many faults of my own. It's just kind of weird for me to pick out some shit against a girl.
Well, no, because she's picking them out against you.
Yeah, but...
Believe me, she's measuring you up, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
I think my thing is, if I was to ever date somebody again, and I always say I won't after my divorce, I won't, but... I think the first time I caught him looking through my phone or anything like that, any jealousy signs, I'm fucking gone.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because it's just, you know, I've decided after my divorce, I will live drama free if I can.
Mm-hmm.
So no fucking games, no bullshit. I've never been a cheater. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not a cheater. I haven't been one. Blah, blah, blah. I think any questioning me, where are you going? Who were you with last night? Stuff like that. Fuck this. I'm gone.
Well, it's not a deal breaker, but girls do drive me crazy because they... Oh, like housework and shit, they always want to criticize every little thing. Like, you didn't wash the dishes the way they would do them. You didn't fold the laundry the way they would do it. You didn't do...
Right.
It's always they can do it better. But it's like, all right, then, bitch, go do it then. I'm not stopping you.
They want you to do things their way.
Exactly. And it's not that their way is right or wrong. It's just their way, and that's the way they're used to it. I get it. But I know when...
I mean, the laundry does look a little better when they do it.
100%.
You know, I hate having to do... I do laundry for myself now, and mm-hmm. I still have to iron half the shit I wear because it looks like fucking was wadded up in a ball in my golf bag.
I do all the laundry at our house.
Do you?
Yeah, I've always done the laundry. I do most of the girl shit, you know, the technical girl shit. Like, I do all the grocery shopping. I do all the laundry. Obviously, take out the trash and all that shit.
Let her peg you.
Let her peg me.
She pegs you, doesn't
she? We split the dishes.
She grabs a handful of back fur and starts going nuts on
back fur. I don't got any back hair.
You think that's a girl's biggest turnoff is back hair?
They always talk about it. See them liking it.
No, they always say a guy with hairy back is a turnoff. I think most guys have hairy backs.
And that would be a hard one to shave.
Yeah, I don't have much hair on my back. I'm not a hairy person.
Me either.
It comes in little patches occasionally, and yeah, I'll throw a little Veed on it after I'm done doing my squack.
I don't even have very hairy legs. Like, and I think that's because I wear jeans most of the time.
Yeah.
And you don't wear shorts. I mean, I went years without wearing shorts.
Have you really?
Yeah, I just recently started wearing shorts again in the last, like, 2 years.
Really?
No real reason. I just didn't wear them.
Didn't like the legs, huh?
It just seemed like a waste of money.
Shorts?
Yeah.
They're so much more comfortable than pants.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And that's
imagine
why
how nice it would be working in shorts?
And that's why I broke down and started getting them. But for the longest time, I'm just thinking, I ain't fucking buying summer clothes and winter clothes. I just wear jeans all year round. That's fine.
I don't get that.
Or I'll wear, workout pants that I don't ever work out in.
Hey, another question I want to ask everybody. How much weight have you gained during this fucking quarantine? Because it's really hard to eat keto on this shit.
I went up 5 and I already went back down 5, so I'm good.
Well, I gained 4 and I've lost 2 of it back. But see, God, it's not easy.
The good thing about being a fatty is, the, you know, 5-10 pounds I can lose and gain in 3 days. You know what I mean? It comes and goes so quick. A nice good shit and I'll lose it a couple pounds. So
yeah, I can lose a good pound taking a dump. Hey, that's another question. I took a dump the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about this. Took a dump the other day. And, you know, you always glance at it. If it's coming out and you think it's a big one, you want to see it before it goes down.
Of course.
This thing was bigger than any dick I've ever seen. There's no way in the world I could take a dick.
Yeah.
But this thing came out pretty effortlessly.
Yeah.
It still went through the same passage. Does it feel different coming out as it would going in? Because it made me ponder some things. I'm not bisexual. I'm not curious. I don't want to try it once. None of that. And I told you, we've been through the ass thing where a set of beads or a finger is about all I could take.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing was pretty good size. And I was thinking, God, that came out and it didn't hurt at all.
Man, I've always said that. You ever had a turd that made you feel gay? You know, because it was just so big.
This one made me question some things.
Like your eye water a little bit.
Yeah, and it didn't even have much of a taper on it. Oof. I mean, it was pretty much blunt on the end. And it made me think that I wonder if that's what it feels like to get railed.
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either, but
I think there's some give to a turd. You know what I mean? There's some give. There's not much give to a dick. So yeah, it squashes a little bit in your booty hole, you know, with the turd, but the dick.
Yeah, but if it was given too much, it would break.
Not only that, but the turd is only coming out. It's not coming out and going back in and coming out and coming back in.
Yeah, that probably hurt worse, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it would...
This thing was good size. It looked like a baby's arm holding an apple.
And it came out your butt.
It came out my butt, and it came out effortless. And the thing about it is, it came out clean, slid right out, effortless. I sat down. Boop. I was like, hey, that was kind of big. I want to look. So I looked. And normally you can't gauge the distance because most of it's down the hole.
And you didn't take a picture?
This one came out sideways.
Sideways?
This one was a breach. And when it came out, it didn't hit the hole. It landed to where it was this way.
Oh, it stuck up a little bit out of the water and
it
such?
It was like a bridge. No, it didn't go down the hole at all. It was totally sideways. It was a floater.
Oh.
And that's another thing. Why do some float? Why don't some sink? That's another time. But I was looking at this thing going, God, that thing is big. And it didn't hurt. I wonder why it didn't hurt.
You ever had those hard shits where it does hurt and you're shitting and it hurts and you're thinking you're going to look down and it's going to be this giant thing. And then you look down and it's a couple pebbles.
Yeah.
Or not pebbles, but little, you know, little balls, little
keto
rabbit turds.
Pebbles, yeah.
Jesus, those don't make any sense.
No, it feels like a golf ball with nails driven through it. Yeah, I've had those where it comes out and it just hurts every inch of the way.
Well, you did tell us a while back you had a shit that came out looking like a pine cone.
I did. Keto, people. If you want to have some really interesting bowel movements, go on keto for about 6 months.
And if you really, really want to have interesting bowel movements, go on keto for like 2 days and then off and then on and then off and then on and you'll never have the right shits.
You know what's weird? The other day I dropped one, and this is weird to talk about, but it's quarantine, you know. Half of them were floating, half of them were sinking.
Huh.
What's the story? As Seinfeld would say, what's the story with that?
What's the story with poop that floats and sinks?
Half are on the bottom, half are floating on top.
That's weird.
Anybody with medical background could tell me what that is, please tell me.
All right, well, we're about halfway through this podcast, and we don't have a call, so my bottom line is our listeners fucking suck.
They do. We're going to have to start scheduling calls because, oh, I don't want to be the first call.
I mean, you know, we usually...
Fag.
Most, oh God, come on, man. The hard F again.
You dropped one the other day.
It was an accident. Yours was...
But my thing had nothing to do with sexual... preference.
It very rarely does.
I know. That proves my point that it's just a word. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, everything is just a word.
Yeah, but some words, you know, you can't look at a girl and say, God, you're a cunt, and have her take it anyway, but God, he really doesn't like me.
That just wasn't very nice.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice. I mean, I could look at someone and say, God, what a bitch you are, and they wouldn't take it offensively.
You know, my wife hates bitch more than cunt.
Really?
I could call her a cunt, and she won't get that weird about it. If I call her a bitch, she gets really angry.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this isn't something I'm going out testing all the time, but, you know, it's came up. You know? Yeah, it's happened, you know. We've been together 13 years. I've called her a cunt once or twice in my life, and I've called her a bitch once or twice.
See, we've been through this. I don't find the word cunt very offensive.
Well, I don't either, but I'm a dude.
Yeah, but...
And I don't find many words offensive. Outside of the N-word, there's not much off limits completely to me.
Yeah, but see, do other racial terms, are they off limits to you?
I guess.
If you see a Mexican guy and I call him a beaner, does that make me?
Beaner's a weird one. I mean, I guess.
Because in Arizona, you say the word beaner, you're fighting.
Really? I would think spick would be the equivalent. I don't know why. It just sounds more angry, spick. You know what I mean? Beaner doesn't seem that bad. Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure it's still not good.
Beaner is not good.
I mean, I'm not calling any Mexicans beaners anytime soon. But, you know, I prefer wetback.
Yeah. Well, now you're questioning their legal rights to be here instead
I'm
of just going
kidding.
After their nationality.
I
now
love Mexicans.
Now you're saying not only is your nationality fucked up, but you did it illegally.
You're talking to the guy that didn't vote for Trump here. So I like Mexicans. I have no problem. Come on over. I don't give a shit.
So I was talking to Heather on the hotline earlier,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying that apparently there's some shit going on with these white supremacists. Do you hear about this?
No.
That they're going around to black and Jewish neighborhoods and licking everything, trying to spread the coronavirus.
Jesus Christ, these fucking losers.
Yeah, she actually...
It's a thing?
Said that's a thing.
Well, I mean,
she
did they have the corona?
She sent one to you. Well, not knowing if they do or not, but they went around to black and Jewish neighborhoods to spread the coronavirus by licking everything in sight.
All right. Yeah, she did. She just sent it to me. It's from the New York Post, which, you know, is reputable to everybody besides people that don't think it's reputable. White supremacists reportedly urge members to infect cops and Jews with the coronavirus. Why cops? I thought the Nazis liked the cops.
No, they're part of the system.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I always, for some reason in my head, white supremacists are also cop fans because
no,
you know,
they're not
there's
cop
a lot of
fans.
White supremacists in the
there's
cops.
There's a lot of racial cops. There's a lot of black Man. Cops and Hispanic cops and everything else. That makes no sense at all. No, they don't like the government, period. They don't like anything to do with the system.
Wow, that is fucked up, man. Well, that's the world we live in these days.
But the funny thing about it is, it hasn't been proven in any way, shape, or form that any race of people have it or are more likely to get it than anyone else. But what they're probably doing is catching it more than spreading it because mm-hmm. they're going around licking shit.
You're probably right. Good, fuck them.
That's what I say. But, I mean, what a fucking... Someone got together, a group of people got together and decided to do this shit.
All right, here's what we're going to do, guys.
Yeah, I mean, you read about, you know, I've spent time looking at some of these fucking ridiculous white supremacist websites, man. They're fucking, and any racial website that is, you know, looking to advance, not advance their race, but to belittle others. Man, these people are really fucked up in the head, man.
Well, you have to be, right?
Yeah, but I mean, they started off, the Ku Klux Klan started off, what, 150 years ago or whatever,
mm-hmm.
as pretty much a separatist thing. Now, and a religious thing. It was all about Christianity and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
As fucked up as their thinking was, and it was fucked up and still is. But the separatist thing, at least I understand. If you don't want to live around a bunch of people that aren't your race, that's your priority. Go buy a house somewhere else. Move out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Get the fuck away from the rest of us.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that they deserve to die or that they're dirty or that they're fucking going to hell. You know what I mean? That's when their views get so distorted. If you want to live apart, grab your fucking flock of people and start a fucking commune somewhere mm-hmm. in the middle of nowhere. You won't see a black guy. You won't see a Hispanic or a Jew. Do that. You want to live alone? I'm not going to fucking talk that much shit about you. I'm going to think you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but there's plenty of fucking idiots.
Yeah, but when the hate shit and the kill this guy and all that, that's where they fucking lose everybody. But the new generation of fucking white supremacist people are just fucking gone, man. These people are like Looney Tunes gone.
It's because there's more and more, I wouldn't say proof, but I mean, it's just more and more opposite thinking than it used to be. Obviously, racists used to be a dime a dozen back in the day, and now it's a little bit more, you know, it's looked down upon.
Well, yeah.
100 years ago, it wasn't really looked down upon so much. It was the way a lot of people thought. But nowadays, we all know they're fucking idiots.
But they were watching this one about this this group in Oklahoma or Texas. It was right on the border or whatever.
Always in Oklahoma.
These guys have got literally a fucking airplane hangar-sized fucking barns that they are just storing with weapons, preparing for a
for the race war.
Fucking war. And the scary thing about it is that these fucking people are such idiots that if they ever go out and decide to start a war, we're getting killed too.
Yeah.
Because we live amongst them and, you know, we are friends with them and whatever. We're dying too.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? Just go around and basically point the gun and say, hey, do you like black people? Well, I have some friends. Boom, and you're dead?
Yes.
They're scary because they're going to kill everybody.
Yeah. You know what cracks me up is when this virus first started taking hold, all of a sudden the gun shops are starting to load up and people were going and buying their guns. And I've seen people on my Facebook feed talking about going and buying an AR-15 in case the government's coming for them. What kind of fucking retard do you have to be to think that an AR-15 is going to be enough to fight off the government?
Yeah.
They can fucking drone your house.
Yeah.
All granted. Right. They don't even have to be anyone near you. They can just go by and drone you. I don't care what kind of fucking gun you have. You're not going to beat up the U.S. military.
And they're not. You're not even going to know they're coming. You're just going to
no,
be fucking
it's
dead.
It's so fucking dumb.
Now, I have a gun in my house. I do.
Well, yeah, but it's not to fight off the government.
No, it's to
In case someone comes in your house.
In case somebody comes in my fucking house to steal all my shit and kill me.
I'm a gun supporter. I'm not the guy. I'm not the liberal that's out to take your guns. I don't really give a fuck about your guns. I just think that way of thinking is hilarious.
Yeah.
That you're going to be able to make a dent into the government.
No, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It's making people think fucking crazy. People went out and bought all these fucking guns because they thinking, they interviewed one guy and said, you know, I got my toilet paper and my fucking hand wipes. No one's going to steal this shit from me. You think someone's really going to break into your fucking house to steal your toilet paper?
I'm going to use a garden hose to clean my asshole before I'm going to steal the neighbor's toilet paper.
I saw a bidet, a home bidet on the fucking OfferUp the other day for sale.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good.
No, I've thought about getting a bidet. I never actually pulled the trigger, but you can get them pretty cheap nowadays.
Yeah, because it's not a separate. It used to be a separate seat.
Now it's just something you attach to your seat.
You attach to your toilet.
I wonder how well those work, though.
Well, they can't work that good, but they're going to take a little bit of the shit off.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a good idea, really. If you can afford a bidet, why wouldn't you get one?
Yeah.
If I had bidet money in my life, I would definitely have one. The nice little blow dryer that dries your butthole and everything.
Oh, it's got a dryer on there, too?
The nice ones do.
Oh,
like
really?
The high-class bidet toilets. Yeah, you got a bidet, you got a little dryer on there. I mean, it sounds awesome.
Are you supposed to not wipe at all?
I think so, yeah. It takes care of everything.
See, I wouldn't think they would work unless it shot it hard enough to go up and give you a fucking enema.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not going to scrape the walls or anything.
Well, I mean, your butthole's spread when you're on a toilet seat.
I realize that fully. I just gave birth to a 3-pound chub of ground beef the other day. Believe me, I know. All right. God, where are we?
We're about an hour deep.
Well, these things just kind of fly by now.
Yeah, they do.
So let me just give a public service thing. You fucking guys, we didn't get one call today. And you can all...
I halfway expected
blow
this.
Me. Yeah, it was our first time doing
like
it.
Like I said, I think everybody's afraid to be the first one. We got some idiots that think they can listen to this live and call in like we're at a Howard Stern show or something. Guys, we're in my fucking garage, all right?
Yeah.
This what we're recording now is not even going to be put on the line until about Thursday.
All right?
This isn't live. But if you call in, we'll talk to you. You don't need to know what we're talking about. It's not fucking important.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
I guarantee whatever we're talking about can be interrupted and no one's going to fucking mind.
Right now we're talking about giant turds.
Yes.
So if that's the thing that you don't want to interrupt or that you really want to be a part of that discussion, you can bring that up anytime.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to call and say, hey, what are you guys talking about? I want to join. And we'll tell you what we're talking about. But either way, thanks for not calling in. Making us look like douchebags.
Yeah, you did too, fuckers.
Me and Chris were practicing this last night.
I would have even taken an LT call. He gave me a thumbs up. Pick up the phone, fuckface.
The library's phones cost like a quarter a minute. So
he would have jumped on there and said, hey, shout out. Shout out.
You could have jumped on here, LT, and gave a shout out to the Carolinas, all right? Now
shout
the Carolinas
out
are going
to
fucking go.
Yeah. Fuck the Carolinas.
We got so many friends with loud mouths, you think they'd want to call in and talk
oh,
some
God,
shit.
At least rag on me. Hey, who's that old fuck? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, like I said, we're going to have to start scheduling calls and talking to certain people that way.
You know what? I was thinking about an episode we did 2 episodes ago, and that question that Wet Sniz or Rug Munch or whatever the fuck his name was about that 3-movie thing. What are your top 3 movies of all time? And I started thinking about it, and I was like, I started thinking about movies that I hadn't thought about.
Mm-hmm.
I could literally come up with 100 favorites.
It's so hard to name a top 3.
Yeah, but there was one that I left out that I definitely have to put in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to lose Monty Python or Shawshank over this, but I mean, Braveheart's still staying there, blah, blah, blah. And Caddyshack was at the border. But I totally forgot about the Godfather movies.
Yeah,
and the Scarface,
great,
and all that shit. You can't name 3.
In retrospect, Scarface is kind of corny. If you were to watch that nowadays, it's not as good as it was when we were younger. The Godfather still hold up, though.
They gotta hold up. Yeah. I was thinking about it. Maybe not all of them, but fucking, I forgot about Goodfellas.
I was gonna say favorite mob movie. What would yours be? Because I think mine would be either Goodfellas or Casino. It wouldn't be The Godfather's.
My favorite mob movie I think was the second Godfather.
Okay, and
when they moved to Vegas.
Yes, I did love that one.
Yeah, that was my favorite Godfather.
Had De Niro and Pacino in it.
But it would either be that one or Goodfellas.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Goodfellas or Casino. I love Casino.
Fucking great movies, all of those. And I started thinking about that question. I'm like, what a fucked up question to pose. Top 3 movies when there's 1,000 good ones out there. But I had to throw in some of those mob movies.
Did you like The Irishman?
I did.
I liked it. It's nowhere near the top of those movies, but it was a good movie. It went on a little too long, in my opinion.
The last half hour was totally unnecessary.
It was useless.
Him and the old folks home, I didn't get it. And I'd be honest with you.
I mean, I got it, but I didn't care.
I didn't. One thing I really like about the current mob movies, and Godfather excluded, but I need Joe Pesci to be the bad guy.
He's the best, isn't he?
He's the best. He's
little
the best
short
bad
fuck.
Guy. He's a perfect mafioso guy. Because, you know, fucking when he stabbed that guy in the neck with the fucking pen and all that stuff. And in this movie, he wasn't the violent guy. He was the Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
He just went back and called the shots. That part I didn't like.
He was so good in Goodfellas. You know, another movie I thought he was fucking great in, and it was more of a comedy role, was Lethal Weapon 3.
Oh, he was good in that.
He
was Leo.
Fucking awesome in those movies.
Lethal Weapon 1.
All Lethal Weapons are great.
They're all great movies.
I love those movies.
And I just, now and then, Wet Sniz, that question really pisses me off.
You know, it bums me out that Mel Gibson's a piece of shit.
Yeah, because he's a great actor.
He's such a great actor. And still, to this day, I'll watch Mel Gibson movies, and they're good.
They're awesome.
I mean, they're still good. He doesn't get the roles that he used to. He has to make them himself, basically, anymore, because no one wants to fuck with him, because he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but he's made some good movies,
but
man.
He's such a good actor, and a good writer, and a good director, and...
Yeah, I mean, fucking Braveheart, dude. I mean, my God.
But when those tapes first came out, they were so funny, though. When he's yelling at his wife to blow him in the hot tub and stuff. It was the best.
And when he's ragging all the Jews when he got pulled over by the cops.
Oh,
remember that one?
God, yeah. I hope you get raped by a pack of... Jesus. And then he's going to come out and go, I wasn't racist. I was just drunk. Listen, I don't care how drunk I am. I'm not saying that to anyone. Jesus.
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of celebrities that have done that fucked up stuff. That call from Tiger Woods to his to the girl he was banging saying, hey, hey, it's Tiger. My wife found my phone and she's going through it. If she happens to call you, we don't know each other. You blah, blah, blah.
It's one thing cheating. All right. It's one thing cheating. It's another saying you want to see someone raped by a pack of, you know, that's a whole different level. All right. Lots of celebrities are going to cheat. I mean, like I think Chris Rock said, you know, you're only as reliable as your options. And someone like Tiger Woods has a million options. He could fuck anyone he wanted in the world, especially during his prime.
But his new wife looks just like his old one.
He has a type.
Yeah.
Which is
But I mean, he was fucking
European
Waffle
supermodel.
House. He was fucking Waffle House waitresses.
Well,
and
that's
shit
why
like
I
that.
Respect the guy. Same thing with Arnold. He had everything in the world, and he's fucking his ugly Mexican
maid.
Just ah. That's why he's the man.
Oh God, I just don't
that
get
just
it.
Shows you everything you need to know about men. Like even
it does.
Even these guys who could have anything they want in the world, and they're still gonna fuck the Waffle House waitress.
Well, because it's strange pussy. That's what it is. That's what it all comes down to.
It's just because we're pieces of shit. I mean, and there's
that's the case.
I think men are genetically pieces of shit, and we have to fight it every fucking day. We have to fight it.
And I think those are the ones that end up making. Normal, decent guys and good husbands are the ones that fight it the best. Because
yes.
Guys don't care.
I got horrible instincts. All my instincts are awful. I have to fight
them. Men don't care what you look like.
No.
You have a vagina, you count. Yeah. I mean, that's the truth. I hate to say it, but it's the fucking truth.
It is.
I mean.
I'm still a big believer that any girl could go to a bar and get laid if she asked enough people.
150%.
You know, a guy goes to a bar, he could ask every single girl in that place to fuck him and you know, a lot of guys are going to get turned down 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to find a girl that's going to get turned down 100 times.
Oh, no. I got one friend in Arizona. His name is Mike. This fucking guy was gorgeous. He would tell me flat out, I get turned down 20 times for every piece of ass I get. And he was good looking.
Yeah.
You know, real good looking. A woman, hey, I've got a vagina. Who wants it?
Yeah.
You're in.
Well, not anybody. Not anyone's going to fuck her, but I mean, you're going to get laid if you want it.
Right. I agree 1,000%.
Now, granted, you're going to look fucking whorish as hell asking every single guy in a bar to fuck you, but still.
But isn't that another fucking guy thing? Isn't that the most fucking hypocritical thing in the world that you can go out and get laid 100 times, but if a girl you know fucks 3 guys, she's a whore? Come on. We're the biggest hypocrites on the planet, dude.
It's a word, though. I mean, you know, like, if a guy's going out fucking 100 different girls, I think he's a whore, too.
Yeah, but he's a stud whore.
Well, yeah. I'm going to high-five
him.
The
girl's just
a
whore whore.
Yeah.
And especially she's a whore whore if you're trying to fuck her and she won't fuck you.
Oh, then that's a total whore.
That's what...
You know what I've also noticed, though?
What's the difference between a slut and a whore? A slut will fuck anyone. And a whore will fuck everybody but you. That's the difference.
You know what's funny about girls, though? Is you can be the skankiest girl in the world, but you'll call other girls whores all the time.
All the time.
Girls always think other girls
are
whores.
Yeah, girls are evil, man. They got the fucking claws out all the time. Very territorial.
Yeah, most girls have like two or three girls that they don't mind, and every other girl in the world's a fucking whore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they are. It's so funny because they'll call them a whore to you.
Yeah.
But then they'll come back to you crying saying, somebody said I was a whore.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. People are so fucked up. Guys are assholes and hypocrites, and girls are fucking beasts.
Yeah. Oh, we all suck. In the end, we all suck. That's why, you know, picking the girl guy side, we all have our own faults in our own different ways.
Yeah.
All right. True. I mean, we're different, but we're all pieces of shit in the end.
God, I hate to look at it that way. I think we're all pieces of shit. I like to think I'm a pretty decent guy. I got a fucked up past, and I've got a fucked up sense of humor.
Well, like I said, piece of shit.
But I'm
instincts.
A nice guy.
I mean, like,
if you call me and need me to help move, I'll help you move. Shit like
not
that.
Me. Go yeah. fuck yourself. That's the reason I've held off on buying a truck for all these years, because I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
The
it's
truck
like,
guy.
Yeah, my sense of humor make half the people listening to this cringe. But to me, it's just a sense of humor. Fuck you if you don't like it.
Yeah,
I
we
really
call those people
fuck,
pussies.
But, yeah, but you need $20 to put gas in your car? I'm your man. I'll give you $20 to fill up your car.
I agree.
I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
And you're a whore, but I'm not an asshole.
I'm an asshole, but I feel like I'm a decent asshole.
You are, and I'm not a whore. Everybody thinks I've got all these sex stories. Before I was married, I was a 20-some-year-old DJ in a big, huge nightclub, and the pussy opportunities were there, and I took them. So it's part of my past. It's part of who I was. I'm fucking not ashamed of it. Never will be.
No, I can tell by the way you brag about it.
Well, it's the thing. I had a life. You know what I mean? A lot of guys can't believe some of the shit I've done, but it was the environment I was in.
Yeah.
And now I only sleep with a couple of girls now, but I do some pretty weird fucking shit now, but that doesn't mean I'm going around sleeping with everybody. I'm 54. Not that many people are going to fuck me.
Imagine if some of the celebrities out there were as honest about their sexual situations as you are.
Or
like the
R.
stories
Kelly.
That some of them would have.
Oh, my God. They'd top mine.
Or R. Kelly.
They would top mine.
I think R. Kelly's a different case.
Yeah. But I mean, some of those guys would have unbelievable stories because... Yeah.
If Tommy Lee told you about all of his exploits.
Oh, my God.
Theo
asked a question the other day. You have to black that out, probably, right? About somebody snort cocaine off the end of my dick. And I said, yes, these guys have probably had girls blowing lines out of their asshole. You know what I mean? These guys have been felched, I guarantee.
Was that Led Zeppelin that stuck the phone up a lady's pussy and made her call her mom?
No way.
It was either Led Zeppelin or Motley Crue. It is a true story. There's a name behind the whole story and everything. I think it might have been Motley Crue. Where, yeah, this guy, they stuck the end of the phone that you're talking to up her pussy and called her mom. And she talked to her mom through the handset that was in her pussy. I think that was in Motley Crue's The Dirt.
I know a true story. God's honest truth. This isn't anybody famous, but it's one of their kids. A buddy of mine was a pretty big record guy in Nashville. And he went to a party. And, you know, there was the small-time country singers there, the small-time ones that were on the up-and-coming, because in case there was a contact or two, they wanted to meet there.
Yeah.
And a very famous country singer's daughter was there. And he met her, and blah, blah, blah. A little bit later, he went into the bedroom, and there was his buddy shoving a TV remote in her ass.
I wrote a song about that once.
He had a TV remote. He was doing her from behind while he was hitting her in the butt with a TV remote. And he was thinking, this girl's dad has won like 8 Grammys in his life, and now his daughter's getting railed in the butt with a fucking remote.
Old Sue Brooks.
No, it wasn't Garth. It was an old-time guy. You wouldn't even know his name, but you might.
I'd know his name if he won Grammys. Come on, give me a little bit more credit than that.
But there's his little daughter getting railed in the butt with a TV remote.
All right, well, this is our bonus episode of the week, so it's not going to go as long as our normal ones, but we're a little bit over an hour in. You got a would you rather?
All right, I've got a would you rather, and I'm glad that Kane left. Now, this one is going to be kind of gross, mm-hmm. but and there's no real, you know, to me, this is a tough one, no definitive answer, but all right, you're going to go to a gay orgy.
I feel like there's never a definitive answer.
We do a lot of gay orgy stuff. You're going to go to a gay orgy.
True.
Okay, say 30 guys. and you're going to have a box of fucking Ritz crackers, and you're going to go around scraping the crackers on the peckers till you get enough dick cheese to make a full cracker.
Dick cheese.
Dick cheese. You don't know what it is. You don't know if it's the if it's smegma, if it's come from some guy's dick, if it's ass juice. You don't know what it is. Basically, you're going to scrape 30 dicks until you get enough dick cheese to fill that cracker. Okay? And you're going to eat it.
All right.
Or... or you're going to take it in the ass for 5 minutes.
Ooh, 5 minutes of getting her ass
five
pounded.
5 minutes of good hard getting pounded in the ass.
Or how many crackers are we eating?
You're scraping 30 dicks.
30 dicks, one cracker?
Well, as many crackers as it takes. If one guy fills up the cracker, you're going in for cracker number two. But you're scraping dicks till you get enough cheese to fill those crackers. You're scraping all 30 dicks after the orgy, after the two-hour gay orgy. Or... you could just get it, some guy's going to slide it in and just pound you hard for 5 minutes. Go.
Wow. What a choice that is. Wow. I'm eating the cracker.
Oh.
I'm eating the cracker.
Oh, my God. Those... you're scraping 30 dicks. At least 15 of those have been in buttholes.
I get that, man.
God. At least 15.
And we got no guarantees with
these days
with,
more like 20.
We got no guarantees with disease or anything else.
No, nothing. And you're scraping that foamy whitish yellowish cheese.
But 5 minutes of getting ash rammed.
But I'll tell you what, I'll make it maybe a little bit easier to answer. You're getting a national average dick, 6.5 inches average girth. Still going to hurt, obviously, and he's coming in loaded already, and he's just going to basically, you're already lubed up. He's just going to walk up. The timer's going to start 5 minutes. He's going to slide it in and just fucking nail you to the wall for 5 minutes where you're scraping 30 orgy-filled dicks.
You have to be the one that's actually scraping them, too?
You're scraping them, too. You're basically pulling all that excess skin down and scraping from the circumcision line. All up right, to the
so now
head.
I got
to
touch 30 dicks and I got to eat.
Well, you can have gloves on.
Oh, God damn, this is a gross one. I don't know if I can. I mean, obviously, I have to answer it. I think I'm still sticking with the cracker.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Yeah, both of them are awful, but at least one of them I might fucking have a normal day afterwards.
It's. Spit, cum, and poop, maybe. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, but...
you have no idea. Nobody knows what that white foamy stuff is when you're done.
I don't want ass fucked.
5 minutes of your life.
Yes. Oh. 5 minutes is a long time.
Oh, God. I'm getting railed.
I'm getting railed.
I'm taking it. It's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt bad, and I'm going to feel like less of a man for probably 6 months, but I'm not eating that cracker. There's no fucking way.
Oh, nice
that
soggy
I could
cracker.
30 used dicks.
Used dicks. I imagine them to be brand new dicks. I don't think they're
no,
used.
No, this was a. And you know what? All right, let me. It doesn't even have to be a gay orgy. Just any orgy.
Not 30 dicks. I don't care what.
Yeah,
what's
let's
going
say
on.
Let's say 30 dicks. Half gay guys, half straight guys, half bisexual guys. Women, there's women juice on those crackers. There's all kinds of every fluid in the world. I mean, if you look at the cheese, probably you're going to see a couple of red spots in it. I don't know. But I'm not eating that cracker.
Oh.
I'm getting railed.
I'm eating the cracker.
Oh, gross.
Yes. Gross. Very much so gross.
Oh, God. There's no way I'm eating that fucking cracker.
I'm eating that cracker.
Uh-uh. Oh, all right. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, what are you guys doing? You eating the cracker or you're taking in the pooper scooper?
I'm taking it in the dumper and I'm doing it with a half-hearted smile on my face.
You're going to smile?
If I look over there and see you trying to chew that cracker, yeah. I see you over there and I'm taking it for 5 minutes and 20 minutes later you're still scraping penis and you haven't even started your punishment yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fucking happy.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, I don't think there's a good option here.
No, there's
obviously,
not a good option.
I mean, there's never a good option, but this is worse than normal.
Yeah, I'm getting railed for sure.
Yeah.
I want to know what you guys are doing. Jason's eating the fucking Fremunda cheese crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Fremunda cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
And don't worry, when you're done, there'll be a little glass of Chardonnay there waiting for you to wash it down.
As long as it's classy, then I really don't got a problem then.
Yeah. Oh, God. So you're eating the cracker for sure.
Just eating the cracker.
Taking it in the butt. Yeah, that was. That's the kind of would you rather where there is no obvious answer. Most of these you can say, that would hurt a little bit, but I'll do it. But this one's a fucked up one.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah, I'm taking it in the butt.
And I'm going to isolate that one little clip of you saying that and put it all over Facebook.
I'm taking it in the butt.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, what you doing this weekend? I'm taking it in the butt.
I'm taking it in the butt with a half-hearted smile on my face. Yeah, I think that's really the only option, man. You could probably die the other way.
Die? Well, I mean, I guess technically, yeah, you could get a little AIDS or anything else. But
you could get a lot of stuff.
You can get a lot of AIDS.
Oh, man. If one of those women had a yeast infection or something, you're going to be growing dinner rolls on the ends of the roof of your mouth. I'm not doing it.
Dinner rolls.
I have croutons fucking growing out of your mouth. I ain't doing it, man. I'm hit me in the ace.
I don't blame you, but
average size, I said 6.5. You know, I just dropped a 12-incher, we all know. So, I'm thinking, it's going to hurt. I'm going to fucking cry, probably.
Actual cry?
Well, this guy's not coming in gentle. No. He's coming in, he's bearing in there. You know what I mean? He's not coming in, he's coming in ready. Bring in the stunt cock, and then he runs in to finish the scene.
Hey, did you watch Orgasmo?
Not yet, I
haven't. Oh, I thought you said you watched it.
Well, I had my son with me 6 out of 7 days this week. I want to watch it where I can actually watch it. It's the same thing when I got my son there. Hey, Dad, I need popcorn. Hey, Dad, I need cereal. Hey,
yeah, they
Dad,
don't stop.
I need this. Yeah, so, hey, look at this video I'm watching. Then we play checkers. I'm teaching him how to play checkers. Mm-hmm. Actually embarrassing. I taught him how to play. We played one game, and he actually beat me in that one game.
My kid beat me in Connect Four Launchers like 4 times in a row last week, but that game's a little bit different. Because you're not really, it's not a strategy game. You're just kind of flipping up the checkers and, or, you know, little pieces and wherever they land, they land.
Still, when you lose to a kid, you feel like less of a man.
No, I felt like a little loser, but yeah.
Yeah, well. You definitely feel like less of a man.
I'll live. It's all right.
All right, I got a good joke. Not a real gross one, but funny. You know, they're not all going to be absolutely make you want to puke in your mouth, but there's an old couple, about 80 years old. They've been married forever, and all of a sudden, Joe Biden goes on TV and says, hey, I'm cutting Social Security. There are no more Social Security benefits for you. They don't have any money. They don't have any savings. They don't know what the fuck they're going to do. They're going to lose their house. They're going to not be able to eat. They got prescription drugs, all this. And after about 2 days of having nothing, the wife says, honey, I don't want to do it, but I got to go on the streets and make us some money. We need some cash. So the husband says, no way, I'm not going to have that. And she goes, honey, we're going to starve, we're going to die. So he says, okay. So she puts on a fucking dress and some garter belts and whatever, and she goes out on the corner, comes back 24 hours later, dumps her purse on the fucking bed, and she's got $21.25. Husband said, $21.25? Who gave you the quarter? She said, well, all of them.
That's a lot of quarters.
That's a good joke.
What is
that's,
that?
That's a lot.
You got 25?
You got 80 of them to make $20, and you got 85 quarters.
All right, guys. That was episode 16. We will see you next week.
Talk to you.
That you love me, I got nothing left in turn except this empty bag of promises and second degree burns on the tips of my fingers from touching certain fruit that I never should have touched in the first place. Well, the sky is raining fire, but I think I'll go to bed. except pray and beg for mercy from this hell that you created on the corner of Satan and St. Paul. Saint Paul.